Since my election, we have created 7 million new jobs, 5 million more than government experts projected during the previous administration. The unemployment rate is the lowest in over half a century. And very incredibly, the average unemployment rate under my administration is lower than any administration in the history of our country.
The coronavirus pandemic and the response to the coronavirus pandemic has instantly thrown millions of people off the payroll and into poverty.
And it's unwillingly that we're taking unemployment. We want to go back to work.
We need to feed ourselves and our families.
You can't eat, you can't live.
It was just a matter of time before the people suffering under this insanity said something about it.
But there's a lot of support for Donald Trump at the protest. And you'll also see people carrying guns, big guns, semi-automatic weapons, standing outside state government buildings. Donald Trump has offered tacit support for the protests.
These are people expressing their views. They seem to be very responsible people to me.
Born of rebellion and revolution, we are ready to fight.
At one protest, some healthcare workers came out and stood in front of a line of cars.
America is not prepared, and nurses are not being protected.
Now, you'd figure in these times of hardship, when the coronavirus is spreading, people are dying, people are getting infected, and people are at their most vulnerable, you'd think that people would take care of each other. But what does the world's largest free market capitalist economy do? Well, start laying people off. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has risen to an astonishing 33.3 million people. That's almost 20% of the entire American workforce. Most of the people who apply for unemployment benefits don't get their benefits immediately. Sometimes it takes up to 2 to 3 weeks. Before people start to receive their unemployment benefits. And to make matters worse, most state agencies are having a very difficult time handling these requests for unemployment benefits because they are witnessing historically low funding. The income inequality cracks are now being revealed in the world's largest capitalist economy. And most unfortunate is that it is the low income and the middle income people who will be hit the hardest by this economic downturn. And these are the people who are the most vulnerable in the society in the United States of America because they have little to no savings. Edward Alden, an expert at the Council on Foreign Relations, said, "This is an extraordinary blow to millions of Americans who had barely recovered from the 2008 financial crisis." He continues and says, "Real wages took 8 years to recover after the 2008 financial crisis and had only accelerated for lower paid workers in the past 2 years. This crisis, with the huge increase it is bringing in unemployment, will erase all of those gains." Now, keep in mind that even during the years of economic growth in the United States of America, the income gap, the inequality gap between the poor and the rich was continuously growing. Where the 1% of wealthiest Americans were receiving as much as they could, while the 99% received little to nothing. All this while President Donald Trump said that he vowed to rebuild this broken economy.
"Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well."
This while media reports have speculated that the unemployment rate could hit a peak, which was only seen before in the Great Depression of the 1930s. If you didn't witness the cracks of the capitalist economic system, now you can. When countless people are dying, when people are infected with a virus, when people are scared and they are fearful, when people are at their most vulnerable, what does the capitalist economic model tell you? Hey, it's all about me. I couldn't care less. about you.
Under my administration, 7 million Americans have come off food stamps and 10 million people have been lifted off of welfare.
This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality.